Navi Naftira Pashvachacha says, Ba'ata Yisrael Avdi. And now, please listen up, you, Yisrael, my Eved, Yaakov Asher Bechartichah, Yaakov, who I have chosen, Zera Avraham Oyevi, the offspring of Avraham, who I had a loving relationship with. The Malbim explains the different terms. He says that sometimes it is better to be just loved. Sometimes it might be better to be needed. When you're needed, you're more valued. Just love, maybe it doesn't last. The Navi says that Klal Yisrael has all the milas. Vat Yisrael Avdi, first of all, I need you. You're Ovid. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's not going to last. Maybe sometimes we don't serve Hashem. Yaakov Asher Bechartichah. I've just chosen you. I just love you no matter what, even if you don't serve me. Zera Avram Ma'avi, and even if you misbehave, you're never going to lose your status as being the offspring of Avram, who I had a loving relationship with. Asher Hechzakticho Miktsai Sa'aret, says the Navi. I took you from the far ends of the earth, no matter where a Jew strays to, because Baruch Hu brings him back. U'me'atzileho kirasicho. And from all the princes and noble people of the world, I chose you. From all the Nobel pieces and all the Nobel Peace Prize winners, because Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. Ve'omer lecha, and I say to you, Avdi ata, you are my Eved. Like you said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you are the one who brings me nachas. You're the one who I'm counting on. Bechartich, and you're the one who I chose even when you don't serve me. Ve'loi ma'asticha, I will never be disgusted from you because you come from Avraham Avinu. Al tira, fear not. Ki imcha ani, I am with you, says Hashem. Al tishta, ki ani alikecha. Rashi says, al tishta, don't melt like wax. Malbim says, al tishta, don't turn away from me, because I'm not turning away from you. Imatzticha, I have given you omet, strength. Af azarticha, and I have helped you. Af temachticha, and I have supported you. Imin tzidki, with my right side, which is full of salvation and righteousness. What are these three lashonis? Imatzticha, azarticha, temachticha, giving you strength, helped you, and support you. So the Maharikra writes on this pasuk, Al tira ki imcha anochi begolusach, I'm with you in Golus. Imatzticha, I've given you strength, begolus bavel. Af azarticha, begolus madai. Af temachticha, begolus edoim. Referring to all different golus, no matter what situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Different types of golus, there's golus on nefesh, golus on guf, all different aspects. Torah challenges that we're to accept it, emancipation, whatever the challenge might be. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I support you, I'm there to help you. Rabbi Chmiel Kram writes in Sefer V'Tamud HaBiyadai that no matter how we were, no matter how far we are, Kadosh Baruch Hu always sent a light, a way to help us in Golus to survive. And he brings an amazing story, really, really amazing story. The Reuven Katz, who was the Rav Rashi of Petach Tikva, he was actually sent by the Chofetz Chaim from Radin to go to America to Mechazik Torah and to support, help bring, raise money to support the Maestas in Poland and Litva. And he said that when he was going to the train station to go to America, eventually again he was a Rav in Petach Tikva, but he was on the way to the train station. If I'm not mistaken, this is the same Reuven Katz who wrote to Noah Samusar. On his way to the train station, he said, Reb Leib Kayin, the son of Reb Yisrael Meir Kayin, Leib Kagan, the Chofetz Chaim's son, accompanied him and went with him all the way to the train station in Warsaw, in Warsaw. Again, this is, and he was traveling from Warsaw eventually to make his way to America. And it was an hour in the train station until the train would come, take him to wherever port he was heading to. And Reb Leib, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, wanted to mechazik him. And he spoke to Reuven Katz, and he said to him, you know my father's Sefer, Nidche Yisrael, very famous Sefer, which has instruction for a Jew, no matter how far away he is from Kehillah, the things he has to be so careful to be marked on, Kashrus, the other things that are so easy to just lose and give up on. The Chofetz Chaim is like a sort of like a Hilchos Kitzer Halacha Sefer for a Jew, a handbook, no matter where you might be. And it's printed in all the Kol Kisvei Chofetz Chaims. So Reb says, I want to tell you why my father wrote the Sefer. He says, about 50 years ago, somebody walked into my father's house and he asked for a bracha because he was moving to America. And my father was very, very against Yidden moving to America. In that period of time, America wasn't just a place to turn over a new page. People wanted to turn a new page. In Russia and Poland, it was terrible. There were pogroms. People were being killed. People wanted to turn a new page. But the new page meant that they wouldn't be turning any more pages of the Shulchan Aruch. The new page meant no more turning pages of Daf Yomi. New page meant throwing tefillin out the ship and into the sea. New country emancipated. The country of Chesed meant leaving everything behind and being Mechal Shabbos. So in those days, my father, says my father, the Chofetz Chaim, was very, very adamant against anybody moving to America. So my father was interested in giving this fellow a bracha. So he tried very hard to persuade this Jew, and he told him, you're going there for parnasa, you're going there to be protected, Hashem can protect you anywhere. Stay here. This is where you belong. Don't leave and go to America. It's not good. However, the Chofetz Chaim, my father's request, fell on deaf ears. And this fellow said, listen, Rabbi Kagan, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, I did not come to ask you advice. I came for a bracha 50 years, you know, earlier. My father saw this person was adamant, there's nothing to do about it. So he gave the person a warm bracha. And he said, make sure no matter what, you keep Shabbos, keep all Hilchos Kashrus, and never forget where you come from and who you are. The person said, thank you, and he left. After he left, says Reb Leib, I turned to my father and said, Father, in my opinion, you have to move to America. Everybody knows how it's time to try to move to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Petach Tikva even. But I never heard of this story before, the Chofetz Chaim had decided to move to America. You'll hear this. This is an amazing story. My father looked at me and said, why do I have to move to America? So I told my father, the Chofetz Chaim, I have a right to this from Sukkim and Sefer Yirmiyah. Sefer Yirmiyah, after Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, Yirmiyah Hanavi gives a nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and he tells them, Dibur Hashem Aleichem She'eris Yehuda, you survivors of Yehuda, do not go to Mitzrayim. I am testifying and warning you today, says Yirmiyah B'Shem Hashem. If you go to Mitzrayim, if you go to Mitzrayim, you'll die by sword, by hunger, by a plague. If you want to move there, it will be terrible. Do not go there. And then, Pasuk says, everybody move there. And the Pasuk also describes how Yirmiyahu Navi went down there, and Yirmiyahu Navi with all the Jewish people, and the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah Membeis, says everybody went down to Sachban Ches, which is one of the main cities in Mitzrayim. Now Mefarshim ask, Yirmiyah Navi just said in Nevuah himself not to go to Mitzrayim. How is it possible that he went down to Mitzrayim? He didn't listen to his Nevuah Chas V'Shalom. Mefarshim Anach explained, Yirmiyah Navi was forced to go. They literally forced him to go down there. They like said, not only are we going, you're going. Okay, so it wasn't Ivar and Aver. But the Pesukim were not Mashmalim yet. Because the Pesukim sound like and that Hashem has a time in everybody in the Pasuk. They all went because they didn't listen. So it sounds like maybe Yirmiyah is part of that, and that of course can't be. Said Reb Leib to his father, I infer from this a halacha which pertains specifically to the leaders of the Jewish people, to the Gedolei Yisrael, the ones who can have effect on others. What is this halacha? Yes, he says, the Jewish people were left behind. They were told not to go down to Mitzrayim. And if they would have listened, Yirmiyahu Navi never would have gone down with them either. However, unfortunately, they felt they couldn't listen. They were abandoned. They were in Yerushalayim all by themselves. Eretz Yehuda all by themselves. They were over on the Nevuah, and they went down to Mitzrayim, even though they had been told how stringent, how important it was not to go. They went anyways. And now, that they're there, Yirmiyahu Navi has to go down also. He's the Navi. He's the leader. He's the Gadol. He has to be with his people. There is a chiyuv on the Manag Yisrael to continue to guide and lead the people and teach them how to live as a Yid, no matter where they might be, no matter how low they stray. He has to go with them into the disco and become the disco rabbi.
And therefore, he says to his father, that's the pshat in the Pesukim. When it says, it's not going on Yirmiyah. It's going on the people. Yirmiyah HaNavi went on his own to join them. I'm just thinking maybe we can just bring a ride to this whole vart from the Gemara that says, Talmud Shagala, Megalah is Rabbi Imai. A Talmud has to go to Golas. The Rebbe has to go along with him. The Rav has to follow the Talmud into a Golas. When the Talmud killed the Shagig, and he has to run to Ir Mitla, the Rebbe has to go with him. The Rebbe has a chiv to follow along the Talmud. And therefore, said the Rebbe to his father, if the people will listen to you like you're telling them, you're the Navi, and you're telling them not to go to America, you're the leader, you're telling them it's bad advice, so you can stay here. But they're not listening to you. People are moving from Poland and Russia to America. People are moving from Litva and Europe to America. You're mechoyev to go with them. You have to teach them how to live as a Yid over there. Now Blake continued to say the story to Reuben Katz in the train station in Warsaw. All that night, my father did not sleep. The mussar I gave him burned in his bones. He was thinking what he has to do. In the morning, he calmed down. He turned to me and he said, you should know, my son, you are right. I am obligated to go. However, because of my old age, because of my kriches, I cannot go. I will not make it. It's too much for me at my age. But instead, I decided to write a sefer for the Jews of America, which will guide them. And this is the famous sefer, which I used to think was written for just for soldiers, called Nitche Yisrael. This was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent. No matter where a Yid might be, like it says in the Pasuk, at the edges of the earth, Sherech Zakticha Mikzoy Sa'aretz, I took you from, no matter how far you might be, either I sent a gavel to you, if I didn't send a gavel to you, then I sent a sefer to you. I had you inspired wherever you might be. Because Baruch Hu never forgets about us. Like you said, Shem says, first of all, you're my Eved. You're the ones who I count on for serving me from the whole world. It's not the Malachim, whose Avodas Hashem counts. There's no Avodas Hashem coming out of Goyim. Shem says, it's you, Klai Yisrael. You're my Eved. And more than that, Hashem b'chakicha. Even when you don't serve me, I just love you. You're the ones I want. And I'm going to keep on calling you back and never give up on you. So we should be zoicha to hear Hashem's call. How Hashem is supporting us, like you said, in every type of galus there is. Himatzticha, azarticha, temachticha. Every sort of galus that it might be. Ruchni is gashmi, is emotional. A galus of too much extravagance, whatever it might be. Or difficulties. A galus of challenges in chinuch, wherever it might be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there supporting us, helping us, giving us strength. And we should be zeicha to heed the call, get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and build that relationship of Avraham Oyavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a loving relationship with Avraham. Didn't say this about anybody else in Tanakh. Loving, loving relationship. He's the one who loves me. He's the one who loved me no matter what. No matter how much I tested him, he never stopped loving me. And he gave us all that strength. We should be zeicha.